Chavrusas. Let's talk a little bit more about Chavrusas. Last time we learned Ali Shur, which was last week. That was a while ago. Last time we learned Ali Shur, we had a chance to see, he spoke about the power of speaking and learning, verbalizing your learning, not only in terms of the practicalities of understanding, thinking things through thoroughly, and remembering, but perhaps tied to that, the spiritual aspect of Talmud Torah, the rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of needing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Talmud Torah, that too is, as he pointed out, the Beferish HaMishnah, that's vastly enhanced. Beferish HaGemara, in Erevin, that it's vastly enhanced, the spiritual aspect of Talmud Torah is vastly enhanced when you verbalize it, when you articulate it. And a Mishnah Avos highlights the fact that the spiritual aspect of Talmud Torah, the Hashuras HaShchina that comes with Talmud Torah, is very significantly enhanced when you learn with a Chavrusa. I spoke last time, he spoke at the bottom of page Chav Dalet, about recognizing the, grappling with the very real Nisyonos that the Limud B'Chavrusa could present. Batala on the one hand, and some mix of either envy or unhealthy competitiveness, or both. On the other hand, spoke about how to address that head on, but rarely is that a reason to learn the major star of your day on your own. And picking up on the top of page Chav Hei, he points out that if you have a will driven by the recognition that this is one of the Memches Kinyanei HaTorah, Dibuk Chaverim, which again could either take the form of learning B'Chavrusa or could take the form of, you know, periodically talking and learning with other guys, Yisragel Bezev Yamod B'Nisyonos Elu, so the will that will be generated by that Hakar, that recognition, can help me to habituate myself to good Chavrusa habits and to power through these Nisyonos. I will have, in doing so, stepped up one more rung on the ladder towards greatness and ambition in Talmud Torah. But on the topic of Chavrusa learning, before I go on to one more critical perspective, which he ends the parak, but one last point in terms of Chavrusa learning is the practicalities of Metzias Chavrusa Mat'ima. This is always a perennial question for many. Hey, what do you look for in a Chavrusa? So he has a fascinating insight. L'rov ko, here we are again, the first full paragraph in page Chafei. L'rov kovos b'zeh negius ishios. There's often, more often than not, what drives our decision about who to learn with is all sorts of personal angles. Who I like, who I don't like. He says, but the truth is, ein l'vchor Chavrusa l'fiyah meshicha ishes hanashis. It doesn't make good rational sense that the decision about Chavrusas is driven by who I like the most. I mean, obviously it should be someone whose company is pleasant. If it's a person that's unpleasant to be with, it's probably not going to be a great Chavrusa shop. But I'm not looking necessarily to learn with my best friend. It's good to have friends. It's very important to have friends. It's very important to have great friends. And it's very important to be socially attuned. But at the same time, you don't necessarily... Just because he's your best friend doesn't necessarily mean that he's the best Chavrusa. He might be, but that can't drive a decision. So he says it. Now you're looking for corresponding in terms of learning, but he says specifically, this is an interesting idea. He said he thinks it's the key point is to look at your pace. Chappage rate, or your rapidity of chopping. How quickly you think, how quickly you move. Doesn't have to be exact. No two people are exactly the same in anything. But if two people are excessively different, beketzav limudam, in terms of their pace, in terms of their rate, ena matimim lelimud mishutaf. It's not going to work to learn collaboratively, to learn together. Ikuvim achim kemat ve'inam. Volba has brought shows. He says there are a few other veto issues. What he means specifically is the following. Everyone has gisha mishalo al sugas hagemara. Everyone has his own take. Everyone has his own bent of mind. The fact that you and he think differently about things, that's an advantage. That's an advantage you can learn from your chavrusa. In a particular sugya, you're coming, you may be coming from different angles, noticing different things, and that's great. And your learning and your understanding of any given sugya will be enhanced by the fact that you're learning with someone who has a different angle on it. And in terms of the growth you have in your own style of learning, personally, I can think about different chavrusas I've had over the years from whom I've gained a lot in terms of derech halimud, in terms of angle and style and approach. You pick up a lot, obviously, from rebbeim. You pick up a lot from chavrusas. So he says, you're not looking for someone who always looks at things the same as you. Davka mitoch hagisha minugedes, you are melem lamor emes. Specifically because you'll have different approaches at times that will drive you to work hard to figure out the emes. That's a famous Gemara, a famous story of whom? Which Amora insisted he needed a chavrusa who would think differently, not just someone who'd be not psychophantic, but who would just agree with everything he was saying. Right, exactly. Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish passes away, and they say, maybe you learn the Belazar. Says Rabbi Belazar, and he says, it's not working at all. He says, I would say something, and Rish Lakish would snow me under with kashas. I learned the Belazar, he snows you under with the riots. I already think I'm right. I mean, the riots are nice, but if someone is asking, that's not going to sharpen the sugi for me in the way that, obviously, if you see a riot for something, you should point out a riot. But it's the grappling and the wrestling between two chavrusas. I show you why I think you're wrong. You show me why you think I'm wrong. That's where the growth and the depth will come from. And he points out at the same time, you're not necessarily seeking to fight. B'meshach hazman misraglim ze laze. This is over time. If you're mature people, well adapted, mature people, over time you get used to one another. Shomim b'savlanut, you'll patiently hear each other out. Shoalim b'sheket, you'll ask each other's kashas quietly and gently. Modim l'tainas emes, usmeichim b'vikoris. You'll be moded to, if the other person has a good point, and he's right, so then you'll happily, and you'll be moded that he's right. You won't just try to win at all costs. This is not a sport debating, where the goal is to win points. This is questing for emes. Usmeichim b'vikoros. You'll come to the madriga where you're actually excited to be critiqued. That's the madriga. This is clearly that those four are, I think, his paraphrase of a very famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about people able to take insults and how that's... The people who don't insult back, the people who won't respond at all when they're insulted, just sort of like let it roll off and they don't care. And the final line is smechem b'yisur. Takes him, so he's paraphrasing. It's a cute play on words. He says to hear people who are to grow into someone who can hear the other person patiently, listen patiently to something you don't agree with, and you can ask kashas, you're not going to yell and scream at the guy, you don't have to insult the guy, but you can listen carefully, seek first to understand, and then to be understood, to use the Stephen Covey line, right? To be shomea b'savlanut, and then to be shoa b'shaka, to calmly ask your kashas, and then if you're coming looking for emes, so if the other person has a good point, say you're maskim, happily the other person has a good point, usmeichim b'vikoros, to come to madrega where you actually enjoy critique. You take simcha in being critiqued because you're going to improve that way. Kenei lecha chaver. Kenei lecha chaver. Okay. So this is, I think, an important practical point to recognize you're not looking for someone who's the same as you. You are looking for someone who, Revolba's take, but you're looking for someone who's going to be similar in terms of pace. But as he put it, other than pace, not even so much pace in terms of how many blot you want to cover over the course of a month, but in terms of how rapidly you hop things. If you're more or less on board more or less aligned in terms of that. So looking at things differently, thinking about things differently. If you're mature people with good midos, adrab, you'll grow from that more. And here's one final point. With which we will emir tashem see to open the morning tomorrow, perhaps, or else next week. There's one final point in this parak on Limud HaGemara we've already seen quite a bit. He spoke about Torah as a need. He spoke about finding the simcha of Torah through being able to put harnessing imagination to work towards your Limud HaTorah rather than imagination getting in the way of Limud HaTorah. He spoke about the simcha of learning. He spoke about the value of verbalizing your learning and engaging with the chavrusa. And today we focused on the sort of the practicalities of choosing the chavrusa, what chavrusa learning can accomplish, and what the sort of picture that you're looking to paint. What is you're looking to sketch, and what is it you dream of in terms of what learning book with the chavrusa looks like? There's one more closing concept that will change the way we think about learning, and chazara, we will see that, Mitzvah, the next time we learn Ali Shur.